The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are listening to How I Got Here. I'm DJ Eminem, and in this podcast, I'm going to look at my life in different ways and ask questions that I'm still trying to learn and answer. Hi, this is DJ Eminem, and welcome back to How I Got Here. Today, I kind of just want to talk about my school and my future, because it's been on my mind a lot. And not in a good way, but also in a bad way. I've been really frustrated lately with most things. I'm not doing as well as I want to in my classes right now, and it's annoying. Like, genuinely annoying, because I'm not someone who just doesn't care. I care a lot. I want to do good. I want to understand what I'm learning, and that's the thing that's making this so frustrating. Because I don't feel like I understand it, and that makes me feel angry. Because where am I supposed to go in life if I don't understand the basic material that is needed in every job I want in the future? About a month ago, less or more, I had a quiz in my chemistry class, but also in the same week, I had my midterm. My quiz was on Monday, the midterm was on Wednesday, so that gave me, what, a day and a half to study for my midterm? And even before I took the quiz, I'm already thinking, I'm like, why are we doing a three-question quiz right before our midterm? Like, what is the point of that? And I still think about that to this day. Obviously, I'm still talking about it right now, because I find it ridiculous. How am I supposed to do good on a midterm when I'm worried about a quiz? Especially something that's three questions that can mark down my overall grade significantly. And the annoying thing is, though, is that I just got my grade back from the quiz that I took over a month ago. I don't even have my midterm grade yet. And she doesn't even know when she's going to give us the grade. When I got my quiz back, I saw my grade. It wasn't good. And I'm like sitting there like, how? Like, what am I doing wrong, honestly? Because I got one question fully right. And I got the other question mostly right. Like, it was worth 4 points. I got 3.5. So that's literally nothing. That's like, you know, a 95% on one question. But of course, there's one question that was worth 8 points, and I got 2 points on it. And it's just because I didn't write it the exact way that she wanted. So I did not get most of the points. And that dropped my whole grade on the quiz. So I went up to her and I'm like, hey, what's the issue? Because my score on the question is close to the exact score. I'm like, I need to understand what's happening. And she literally tells me, you were close, but that's not how I want it written. And I'm like, okay, but how am I supposed to know that if you don't tell us? Like, I'm trying to learn. I'm not here to guess what format you want. And so I changed the subject and I asked, I was like, when are we going to get our midterm grades back? And she literally asked me, she's like, oh, are you worried about your overall grade? And I'm like, obviously, I wouldn't be asking it if I wasn't worried. She then proceeded to look up my grade and she said, well, your quizzes are low. Like, oh my God, I know. And that made me more frustrated than before, because I'm not trying to do bad. I'm trying. She then asked me if I was going to drop the class. Drop the class. Like, that actually caught me off guard. Because what do you mean drop? I'm not quitting. Just because I'm struggling doesn't mean I'm going to quit. And that's kind of annoying for her to even say. Because if you know there are people having a hard time in your class, maybe look at it a different way. maybe it's your teaching, or are they just not understanding? Because I don't want to be told that I should quit because I can't do it. Maybe it's not that I can't do it, but maybe it's the way that she doesn't explain it. Like, I don't want to sound rude, but she just doesn't explain it in a good way, and I think that's reflecting. Or it might just be my comprehension of the material is not well. But I'm still not going to quit. One more thing. Another frustrating thing is that she told us that our quizzes is graded lower than our midterm. And she lied. She told us that they were lower, which is not true. I literally looked it up in the syllabus, and the quizzes are 25% of our grade, and the midterm is 20. So that's annoying, because I have to do good on these quizzes for my grade to be good. To recap it, that's just where I've been mentally. I've just been frustrated. Because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I signed up for tutoring, I study, I go to classes. I'm doing the things to make me succeed. But honestly, why am I not getting better? Like, seriously, what is not clicking for me? I just want to understand the material. That's it. I don't want to sit in class and feel lost. I don't want to be shown that I don't understand things. I want to actually get it. And right now, it feels like every time I get something back, it's just showing me everything I don't understand. And that's hard, because it makes you start thinking about yourself differently. It makes you think that you can't do this, or you can't make it through. For me, I don't want to think about that, because I have always been able to do it. But right now, it's showing me that I can't, which I really don't enjoy, because I feel like nobody enjoys being shown that they're not good at something. Like, it literally does something to your brain. It's like bowling. You don't see anything is wrong with you until somebody tells you. And when that person tells you that there is something wrong with you, you believe them. So now that I believe, I can't do it because I don't understand. Like, it's just stupid. I don't understand the material. I want to understand it. I'm here for a reason. Everybody's here for a reason. But how am I supposed to get through life when I can't even get through general chemistry too? Like, am I not smart enough for this? Am I doing something wrong? Or is it just too hard for me? Because in high school, I didn't feel like this. I felt like I could figure things out. But now, I don't know. It just feels different, and that's not fun. I understand that college is supposed to push me. It's nothing like high school. In high school, if you couldn't figure something out, there was always somebody there to help you. You know, if you didn't do good on a test, you could do a makeup. But in college, if you do bad on a test, oh, boo-hoo, you didn't do good. You just gotta get better now. And that sucks, honestly, because I'm not used to this, apparently. I'm not used to this whole college thing. And that's pretty obvious, because I shouldn't be. I've only been here for almost a year. And the reason this is, like, stressing me out so much is because I want to go to the medical field. It's what I want to do. I've said that before. I liked it in high school. I got my medical assisting certification. I worked in a hospital. I enjoyed it. That's the plan I made for myself. It's the plan that I want to proceed in. And this is, like, what I'm going to do. But now that I'm in college, I'm like, can I even do this? Because it's not just one class. It's years of this. I need to know the basics to proceed with the future. Everything is going to come up once again. And what am I supposed to do when I get a medical job and something from General Chemistry 1 pops up and I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do that because I couldn't understand the material then and now I don't. I want to specify that I don't hate this. It might sound like it, but I'm just on a rant. I'm going to change it. I'm going to change how I'm talking right now. I don't hate this. That's the thing. I don't hate learning about the stuff. I just don't understand it yet. So I'm stuck in this weird place where I don't want to quit, but I also don't feel confident. And I've been trying to think about it differently. Because I have to have a different mindset on different things. It's how I work. Because what if I'm not capable, but also, like, what if I just haven't figured out how to learn this yet? Because college is different. It's not like high school. You actually have to figure things out in a different way in college. Like, I had to learn how to study. I never had to study for really anything in high school. I was never taught an efficient way of studying. So I had to figure a way how to study for myself to understand the material. But apparently I still don't understand it. But, you know, I'm figuring it out. But I'm just not there yet. I'm not there to understand everything. And, you know, I still don't know what I'm doing right now is, like, 100% the path for me. Because I don't know if I'm going to feel confident about it next week or next month. But I do know one thing. I'm not quitting, even if I'm frustrated. Even if I don't understand everything yet, even if it feels hard. Because maybe this is just part of it. Maybe this is the part where it doesn't make sense yet. But eventually it will. And that's what I hope. Because you can't quit when it's hard. Why would you, honestly? Why would you want to quit when things are difficult? Do you not want to be shown that you're actually capable of it in the long run? Because I know that I want to be shown that I'm capable of everything. This is the hard part right now. I'm in the last month of my first year of college. This should probably be like, it's going to be the hardest time right now. And it sure feels like it. Like, I'm looking at my calendar right now. I have 6 tests to do in this month. 6. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to get through because I'm not going to quit. You know, I don't understand everything, but still going to show up. Still going to show everybody that I can do it. Because I'm not a quitter. Sometimes I feel like I want to quit, but where is that really going to get me in life, honestly? I want to make myself seem more put together, but how am I supposed to be more put together when the little pieces of myself are not put together? I feel like for me to be put together, I have to understand what's given to me. And that doesn't make sense. And so what I mean is that what I want given to me to be preceded in a way that I understand. Just my material. I want the material that I'm given I want to understand the material that is given to me. But how am I supposed to know the material when I just don't know if this is just 100% for me? Who knows, in like 2 months I decide, oh, I don't want this. Maybe I'm just going to change my entire major. Who knows? But I'm not going to quit. Who's going to quit? Not me. This is DJ Eminem, and this is how I got here. And like always, I'm still figuring it out.